Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
And so now here is senior Rob Phinisee emerging as a non-starter, but part of that Hoosier quintet that slammed things shut on Minnesota back on Sunday. Rob tied his career high with four threes. He got off to a good start there in the opening half. He was one of five in double figures. First time that's happened all season long for Mike Woodson's squad. Had four assists, two steals, a block, and I tell you, he's getting the message from his head coach. Shoot the ball, play D.
Obviously, he tells us to shoot the ball if you're wide open. So, I mean, I knocked down those shots in the first half. My coach really just builds our confidence, tells us to shoot it whenever we open. So, when I came in, I really just was shot ready, and I knocked down the shots. So, that's all what coach really preaches us in practice is defense. I know we're, I think, first in the Big Ten in maybe field goal percentage, defensive field goal percentage. So, yeah, we just try to keep teams under 60 points and just try to shut off the best player.
Well, it's been a steady diet for Indiana. Rob Phinisee becoming a big part of it on both ends of the court offensively. Defensively, off to Carver Hawkeye and Iowa, 9 o'clock on Thursday. Celtics currently on a 6-game road losing streak. Hopefully it'll be 7. Mark Boyle in his pregame at 6:30 tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, still the ouchie hamstring for Nick Cliver, but Jason Spears, the Cougars, moved the needle in a winning way, certainly to start 2022. They're 2-0, headed to Martinsville on Friday night without their senior leader, with a timetable still undetermined for Nick's return.
We know he'll be back by the end of the season. It's just a matter of, you know, that particular muscle group in your hamstring. You know, it depends on how it feels and what it is that we can do with it in terms of treatment and healing, and we'll be patient with it. But again, we're going to miss his leadership, you know, his ball handling. I mean, the experience factor is huge, you know, not just talent, but also how teams are going to be able to play us now, and that the possession oriented and every possession means a lot when you don't have, you know, when you're not going full strength as it relates to Nick being out. So we'll have to be very possession oriented and take care of the basketball and play good solid defense.
Well, Jason Spears, maroon and gold, certainly did that in beating Bloomington South and Seymour, allowing only 76 total points, allowing now only 50.3 points a ball game, 9-3, and headed to Martinsville, Wooden Gymnasium on Friday night to catch Kip Stagg, 7-5, Martinsville Arties. Pacers tonight hosting the Celtics, Mark Boyle, and his pregame at 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.